5月4号
May 4th,
刚刚拿下普利策奖的华裔作家李逸云赢了
Just won the Pulitzer Prize. Chinese-American writer Lai Yun wins
堪称诺贝尔文学奖的最高荣誉。
A prize that is considered the Nobel Prize equivalent.
而他的两个儿子却先后撞火车自杀。
And his two sons, however, committed suicide by crashing trains, respectively.
一个人能写尽人间的痛苦，
The pain that a person can experience,
却救不了自己的家庭，
But it couldn't save his family.
这才是他故事最残酷的地方。
This is the most cruel part of his story.
你以为他的成功是天才作家的胜利？
You think his success is the victory of a genius writer.
而真相是，他的两个儿子
The truth is that his two sons.
文森特在16岁，詹姆斯在19岁，相隔6年。
Vincent was 16 years old. James was 19 years old. A difference of 6 years.
用同样的方法，在同一个地点撞火车自杀。
Used the same method to commit suicide by train wreck at the same location.
李逸云作家生涯如此辉煌。
Lai Yun's literary career is so brilliant.
和他的家庭的毁灭是一条双轨线。
His family's destruction is a double track line.
如果你往回看
If you look back,
你会看到一条让人脊背发凉的线索。
You will see a chilling clue.
你会看到一个人如何一步步把情绪切掉。
You will see how a person cuts off their emotions step by step.
他的故事要从代际创伤开始。
A story should start with intergenerational trauma.
第一代外婆是在精神病院去世的。
My grandmother, the first generation, died in a mental hospital.
第二代母亲是一个在暴怒和崩溃哭泣之间随意切换的人。
The second generation mother is someone who alternates between anger and crying.
李逸云小时候稍有不随他意。
When James was a child, he had a difficult childhood, but he overcame it.
他就会发疯失控。
He will go crazy.
李逸云十岁那年
Lai Yun was 10 years old when
他写了一篇作文
He wrote an essay.
被母亲联合着七八个老师当众羞辱
Shamed by a group of teachers and parents.
那一刻
At that moment
他第一次产生了自杀的念头
He had his first thought of suicide.
如果我不在了
If I am not here,
是不是一切就结束了？一个孩子
Is it over for a child?
从那一刻开始学会了关闭一切。
From that moment on, I learned to shut everything off.
这不是压抑
This is not suppression.
而是情感隔离，心理学上的一种自我防御机制。
Instead, it is a self-defense.Mechanism in the psychology of emotional isolation.
李逸云自己讲过一件事。
Lai Yun once told a story.
儿子小时候把小手放进他的手里。
When my son was a child, he would put his hands in my hands.
他知道那应该是温暖的。
He knew that it should be warm.
幸福的感觉。
The feeling of happiness.
但是他完全感觉不到。
But he felt nothing.
这不是冷漠。
This is not indifference.
这是一个人把爱的感受能力彻底关掉了。
This is someone who has completely shut down their ability to feel love.
在《纽约客》的那篇文章里。
In the article about the class in New York.
两个儿子的生与死。
Two sons born and died.
你能看到这个家庭真正的底色。
Can you see the true nature of this family?
极度理性。
Extremely rational.
极度哲学化。
Extremely philosophical.
但看不见爱，孩子。
But I can't see love for children.
从小就独家命。
From a young age, I was isolated.
维特根斯坦这种成年人读了都会困惑和抑郁的书。
There are books like those read by Wittgenstein that are confusing and depressing.
在大儿子文森特卧轨自杀之后
After the eldest son, Vincent, committed suicide by lying down.
小儿子还专门研究安娜·卡列尼娜的死法，母子之间谈论死亡是日常。
The youngest son also specifically studied how Anna Karenina died and the mother and son discussed death as a daily routine.
当小儿子问他，人死了。
When the youngest son asked others,
而且他们并不快乐。
And they are not happy.
对吗
?Right?
他没有回避。
He didn't evade.
他是默认的。
He is the default.
有一次，他在洛杉矶一个精神研究中心就诊，医生问他
：“One time, he was at a mental health center in Los Angeles, and the doctor asked him,
'你有过愤怒吗
？’Have you ever been angry？”
他说
：“He said,
愤怒在我这儿
，anger is here，
连次要情绪都算不上。”他甚至有点骄傲地说。
He even admitted that he didn't have any emotions, and he was a little proud of it.
我这一辈子从来没有摔过门。
I have never fallen down a door in my entire life.
砸过东西。
Hit something.
从未发火失控。
Never out of control.
听起来是不是很高级
？Does that sound fancy?
黎云称自己是。敏锐的关注和深刻的冷漠。
Lai Yun said that he was both sensitive and deeply indifferent.
二者结合。
Combine them.
但你要明白。
But you must understand.
一个从不愤怒的人。
A person who never gets angry.
一个根本就没有情绪的人。
A person who has no emotions.
他是既没有爱。
He neither had love.
也没有恨。
There is no hatred.
正如黎云写给朋友的信中描述
As described in the letter that Lai Yun wrote to his friend,
我内心有一个虚空
I have an empty space in my heart.
世界上所有的东西都不足以淹没这个虚空的声音
Nothing in the world can drown out the sound of this void.
他说，你什么都不是。
He said you are nothing.
有时候他会在出差前写上很多小卡片。
Sometimes he would write a lot of small cards before traveling.
上面写着儿子。
It says son.
我爱你。
I love you.
他让丈夫每天把这小卡片呢放在儿子饭盒里。
He told his husband to put this small card in his son's lunchbox every day.
这种精致主义的表达和强制的仪式感
In this refined expression and forced ritualism,
反而更证明这个家里真正流动的爱是稀缺的
This actually proves that the true love that flows freely in the family is rare.
有一次儿子直接质问他这么理解痛苦
Once his son directly questioned him about this understanding of pain.
你还把痛苦描写得很好。
You also describe pain well.
那你为什么还要把我们生下来
？Why did you still give birth to us?
他的回答是
：His answer was.
作为父母
，As parents,
我们除了给孩子自由
，We give our children freedom.
让他们做自己。
Let them be themselves.
我们还能做什么呢
？What else can we do?
这句话听起来很对。
This sounds like a good idea.
但里边是虚空，没有爱。
But there is no love in the void.
只有理性。
Only reason.
只有选择，只有一种对情感的回避。
Only choose one way to avoid emotions.
而他自己也说过一句话。
He also said one thing.
其实已经是答案。
Actually, it's already the answer.
我从来没想离开痛苦。
I never wanted to leave the pain.
我与痛苦共存。
I coexist with pain.
我学会活在其中。
I learned to live in it.
所以你现在在看他写作，理性、深邃、冰冷的洞察。
So you're now reading his writing, which is rational, profound, and deeply insightful.
他不是在描写痛苦。
He is not describing pain.
他是把自己变成一个能够承载痛苦的容器。
He became a container that could bear pain.
对于失去两个儿子的母亲。
For a mother who has lost two sons.
我们无意苛责。
We have no intention of being critical.
但是他的所有的文章和小说中
However, in all his articles and novels,
到处都是草蛇灰线
There are snakes everywhere.
下面这句话你会作何感想
What are your thoughts on the following sentence?
我爱他们
I love them.
但比爱更重要的是理解和尊重他们
But understanding and respecting them is more important than love.
包括他们结束生命的选择。
Including their choice to end their lives.
尽管我们对詹姆斯的想法不够了解。
Although we don't know James's thoughts well.
但我们确定的是。
But we are sure that.
他知道我们会尊重他自杀的决定。
He knew that we would respect his decision to commit suicide.
他相信我们会忍受他的死。
He believes we will endure his death.
因为我们已经忍受他哥哥的死。
Because we have already endured the death of his brother.
对于自杀的两个年轻生命。
For the two young lives who committed suicide.
此时此刻，你无法说出谁是罪人。
At this moment, you can't say who is the culprit.
所以做这个视频
So I made this video.
我是忍着自己内心强烈的情绪和悲哀的。心理学早已证明，代际创伤传递会至少影响四代。
According to psychology, the emotional and sadness that I have been suppressing has been proven to affect at least four generations through intergenerational trauma.
我们今天得到的启示是什么？
What are the lessons we can learn today?
我们需要勇敢站出来。
We need to bravely stand up.
阻断代际创伤的人。
Break the cycle of intergenerational trauma.
让悲剧不再发生。
Let tragedy not happen again.